Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Hey guys, happy Friday.
Hey.
Woo-hoo, happy Friday.
Hey. It turns out it's going to be another windy, windy day today. We got the email last night of various Jeffco schools that are going to be shut down, mostly the mountain communities and the ones tucked right up on the foothills. Poor Golden's going to be shut down. They're thinking until like Monday is what I'm seeing.
Boulder getting hit too, though.
Boulder's bad too. Yep.
They shut off the power at 5 o'clock this morning. Like some people already don't have power and are going to have to deal with it possibly through the weekend.
Waking up to that is the worst.
Man.
Waking up to the dark is worse. The worst.
Well, you know a thing or two about it.
I know, right?
Not to know amenities is what's worst.
That's awful.
I'm feeling bad for those small businesses in Golden too, who, you know, this time of year rely on a lot of income.
They do.
From people doing their holiday shopping. And I saw this video of one lady who owns a little shop down there. She's like, "We still take cash, and I can do Venmo. Please come see us."
And I get it. Oh, and you feel bad, you do, because those little businesses. But I was looking at the story. This is only the second time Xcel has ever had to completely shut down the power, and they're doing it because of the Marshall Fire thing that happened.
They don't want to be sued.
And they want to make sure people are safe. We remember what happened when all that went down, and it was just folks still dealing with that devastation. So as much as it stinks to wake up with no power, I understand. Understand why they're doing it.
It's better than multiple homes and billions of dollars worth of damage.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Better to have a home.
Indeed. The Christmas in Color, Nick Knack was telling me, the event up there at Red Rocks, which we have tickets for, I guess has been smashed to pieces.
Yeah, it got whipped around.
And they're trying to piece it back together and add things to it. And I was like, oh man, I hope it doesn't get canceled and we don't get to go.
That's smile.
So that is their business.
Darn it, I hope we don't.
He just doesn't want to go.
I hope we don't have to miss it.
I know. You want other people to
be able. Since we've done it 10 years in a row, and it's the same thing every damn year. Oh, man, that would suck.
If they had to bring some new stuff out, you'd be for that. Like, change it up.
Let's just light some stuff on fire up there. I'll drive through that. Rings of fire and stuff. How about that?
No.
All right.
No.
Bad idea.
We got to keep Red Rocks safe. Keep Red Rocks safe.
Keep Red Rocks red.
Yeah. So I hope we don't miss out on that. How about Zoe? Tell me the story about Zoe. Which I found kind of funny.
I laughed so. Well, first of all, she woke up yesterday and her whole eye was swollen shut because she has a sty. And she sent me a picture and I was like, oh, Quasi, whoa, my gosh. Like, it was very, very shocking. But she sent the same picture to her boss because she's like, I can't even drive right now. Like, the whole left side of my face is swollen shut. So she said that she wouldn't be able to come into work. And her boss is a little older. I think she said he's close to like 60. And so his response to her was, oh, gats.
Come here, gats.
Have a sarsaparilla, you'll feel fine. Shake it off in no time.
Exactly. She thought she was in trouble. She's like, what does that mean?
I don't have gas.
She told me she Googled it. She's like, Googled, and then she asked AI and ChatGPT, what does oh gats mean if somebody says it like this? So she had to like figure out what her boss said before she responded with, yeah, thanks. I hope I'll feel better, you know, kind of thing. Because
Is he from the 1920s?
Yeah, well, I said he's a little older, but apparently his vernacular is very old school.
Was he around during the Great Depression?
I guess, yeah, exactly.
I lost it all in the stock market.
It made me laugh so hard because, like, we have a hard time kind of understanding each other with just a very small generational gap. I mean, you know, I was young when I had Zoe, so there's not a whole lot of time in between us. So I can't imagine a 60-year-old. That's her boss, and she'll tell me a few times, like, some of the stuff he says where she's like, I don't know what he says.
I feel like it's good for her to know that, though.
Yeah, I guess.
No, it's good for her to know some of this old-timey talk.
It is good for her
to know
that.
It just makes you more of a well-rounded person.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The one that always made me laugh, and we've made fun of it for years on this show, is when we would go back to Iowa, and something would happen, and, you know, Nick Knack's grandpa was there, and it would be, you know, something would fall or break, or it would be a bad situation, and he would go, "Ain't that the berries?"
Wait, that's amazing.
Like, that's like a joke every time we go back now. May he rest, but the family still carries on. Like, if something happens, well, ain't that the berries?
Yeah, no, it's it is funny having to explain what people mean to the younger generation. My dad did the same thing. I remember now having to explain something to Zoe. My dad always used to say, you lie like a cheap rug.
Yep.
And she was like, what does that mean? And it's like, well, it doesn't lie flat on the ground. You know, she doesn't think like that. She's like, cheap rugs lie? Like, what did they say? Yeah. You know? Like, so it is funny.
Means you're laying around too much.
To explain to them.
Means you need to go outside and exercise.
Means, hey,
it gets rid of styes.
Touch some grass.